Welcome to the Visionary Chronicles, a business strategy podcast where we provide insight to those looking for creative, executable strategies built around the latest disruptive ideas, innovative cultures, product creators, and marketing solutions. Hello and welcome to the Visionary Chronicles. Today we're going to take another chapter out of the recent book release I had, The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula. Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. It is a reader's favorite. Fortunate to have a reader's favorite award winner, best nonfiction marketing book, and also an Amazon bestseller. Very fortunate. So thank you for those who supported the Visionary Brand. Very fortunate and blessed to have had those awards as well as a bestseller on Amazon. So I'd like to talk about sections in the book that I think will provide value and more clarity around why I wrote the book, but also the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have actually said how they've applied the knowledge from the book to their businesses immediately. So for me, that's a huge value add. A lot of people talk about in their books some book knowledge or smarts as to what you should be doing versus those that have done it and actually built a business and have been part of global brands that have actually applied what I talk about and also been with those who have successfully applied what I talk about and hopefully whether small, large, or mid-sized brands can apply that as well. So that's a huge benefit to me and having written the book and hearing back from those that have purchased the book and those that have applied it. So thank you. So we're going to talk about today a section in the book I talk about, which is the omni-channel strategy, how to build this, what I call brand experience. And the reason I wrote this in the book is because brand experiences have changed. And before, when you looked at I talk a lot about the marketing and what it used to be versus what the reality of it is today. It used to be it was just customer acquisition. And now it's customer loyalty. And acquisition certainly still is a piece of that puzzle, but it's a much smaller piece of the puzzle because we talk about today on the direct-to-consumer business, as well as, let's face it, retail distribution businesses, you want those to be loyal to your brand. Loyalty is trust. Loyalty is building long-term customer value, which is a top-line revenue number, so needless to say. It's the most important number brands look at today. So what we're going to talk about is building this brand experience, which the brand experience, just to let you know, is kind of this bridge to brand lifestyle. And I often quote Ralph Lauren, and Ralph talked about building that lifestyle. And obviously, Ralph is one that has done it exceptionally well and is a visionary brand, generational. And he said, hey, we're selling a lifestyle, not a product. And I quote that many times because I think it's so valuable for brands to understand that. Everybody can build a great product. Now, certainly, there's those breakaway pieces of products that make you different. And you can define that from a point of different standpoint on marketing, copy, collateral, telling your customers about it. But it's those brands that consistently build, commercialize, and distribute exceptional premium product that are on the best level. But it's those that do it consistently and aren't one-hit wonders, but do everything consistently. And that's what I talk about with brand experience, is that think about the last time that you purchased a product, and I don't care if it's shoes, apparel, whatever it is, a service, and it may be the greatest product that you've ever had, but if the customer service sucks, it's not a great experience. So you want to be careful as a brand to understand it's just not about product. And that's what Ralph talked about. It's about a lifestyle. And there's another quote from Walter Landor that says, products are made in the factory, but brands are created in the mind. And what that is it's ruling the mind through trust and loyalty and lifetime customer value. So these are all things that need to be addressed and why the experience itself is so important. And the experience isn't left on the door of acquisition. And that's where I talk about with marketing, is that it used to be just acquisition. And acquisition is only a small piece of that puzzle. now. It's about this experience, this lifestyle, this loyalty and trust you're trying to build with your community. And that community extension is built through your social media. So I talked about in my other podcast this week as well, is artificial intelligence helping you with brand marketing. And we have that through the Liquid Mind programs that we give to our brands, talking them through what are your goals and what data are you trying to collect? What resources do you have? How technically capable are you? How are you going to define your return on investment and the metrics when you implement artificial intelligence? So that's a separate podcast that I talk about with the Visionary Chronicles, but it applies here as well because that will help you enhance your brand experience. And one piece with artificial intelligence that's really important I talk about is personalization. And this never used to be part of that equation in marketing. We had acquisition and personalization was a question mark. Well, how do I personalize when I don't really know who they are? And that's really what you're trying to define is on this experience is who are they? Who is your customer? What do they do? What do they enjoy? What do they consider as value add to the product that you're selling to them? So saying you are a brand versus actually being a brand is significantly different. And I talk about that as well, where I say companies that say they're a brand, but have no category pricing power, nor loyal customer base are not truly a brand. They're just commodities. And there's nothing wrong with that. And again, I use Skechers as an example. It's a great product and it's a great company. But I'm very careful to say it's a brand because if you look at the creative cycle of Skechers, is that they're the imitator, let's say. Nike's the innovator. Adidas is the innovator. And that's where they always want to be positioned. And that's how the customer interprets that. I would say Skechers builds a great product at a great value, but they're just a product. And they have no pricing power. Nike has pricing power. Adidas has pricing power because they have breakaway technologies and products that give them a leadership edge. So when we talk about brands versus commodities, that's what I'm referring to. And that's what I'm talking about with brand experience is, you know, calling yourself a brand is an earned right. You know, carefully crafted through knowing who you are, how you're different, who you're selling. And consistently, and I use that word a lot for a reason, is you don't want to be known as a one-hit wonder. You want to consistently lead your category with the latest revolutionary products your customers eagerly anticipate. Now, you could use breakaway products, revolutionary products. And I use revolutionary for a reason as well, because I talk about in the book, The Visionary Brand, about evolution versus revolution. One's incremental, one's breakaway. And nothing wrong with evolution of product. It's just an incremental improvement and nothing really great comes out of it. Revolutionary is reinventing your category. And that's where it puts you ahead of your competition by leaps and bounds. And those that are willing to take a risk are revolutionary. And more often than not, you're going to fail. But eventually you'll have a breakthrough. You're going to have a breakaway product technology. And that moves you generations ahead. At Oakley, Jim Gennard told us from day one, we don't care about the competition. We know that they're always following us and our customer is always looking for our latest and greatest product and technology. And he was a master at that. And so was Steve at Apple. So, you know, again, calling yourself a brand is an earned right. And again, I say carefully crafted through knowing who you are, who you're selling, how you're different, and consistently leading your category with the latest revolutionary products is key. You know, most customers don't need your latest product, but they want to be part of your early adopter crowd. And I use the example of the iPhone because it's the most, virtually everybody has it, and it's the most in our face. You don't need the latest iPhone. You just want it because Apple's created this ecosystem and also this value add of their products that everybody wants the latest and greatest. And that is truly a visionary brand. So over the years, kind of the culmination is, you know, over the years, building a brand has changed. It used to be where customer acquisition was the goal. Now it's customer loyalty, long-term customer value, not just a transactional business. And that's what it used to be. It was just transactional. Would you buy our product? See you later. We'll go on to the next customer. And I discussed this journey in my latest book, The Visionary Brand, The Success Formula Behind the World's Most Visionary Brands. And that's not only Amazon bestseller, but it's on Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. So it'd be great. If you have any questions on the book, you purchased the book, would love to hear your feedback. I love hearing feedback from those that have purchased the book and how they've applied it to their business. But I talk about this journey in The Visionary Brand. And, you know, creating a loyal customer through superior products, adding value beyond the product and building trust in the relationship is key. And I just want you to understand that it's everything inside of a company that makes it a brand. Product is a piece. Marketing is a piece. Operations is a piece. Everything inside of a company. Finance is a piece of a visionary brand. If you're horrible at returns and it takes you a month when you say it should only take a week to give a refund to a customer, that's horrible financial management and also horrible customer service. It degrades the experience and it degrades your credibility as a brand. So address all of these areas. So creating loyalty and consistently providing a product or service that improves a person's performance at work, at home, or in sports, you know, creates that bond that moves them into your brand's ecosphere. That's the key, is building this community of trust and people that are loyal to your brand, that want your latest shoe, they want your latest shirt, they want your latest product. And it's those brands that engage with those customers and build this community that are the ones that are generational. Why do people ask me a lot of times in the book is, you know, why is it that Apple is so has been around for generations? Nike's been around for generations. Adidas has been around for generations. We really haven't slipped along the way. They follow this system of a visionary brand, and that's why they're generational. You know, ongoing revenue and lasting value, you know, that's the trade-off. You know, brands like Adidas, Nike, they engage with their athletes or consumers long before they purchase. You know, creating this what I call bond through other athletes who authenticate their product, you know, content that improves their performance. You know, if you have runners and you make a running shoe, why not give a video on stride and movement to make them a better marathoner, to make them a better miler? That has nothing to do with product. It has everything to do with authentication and trust. So creating a bond with other athletes who authenticate their product, content which improves their performance, or through retailers who sell their products, creating a merchandising lifestyle their community wants to be a part of. And I throw that one in there because, you know, a lot of people will ask Liquid Mind and myself as well through questions as to, you know, how do I build this lifestyle if I have no control over the environment that it's being sold in? Well, many times if you're not one of those matrix brands like a Nike or an Adidas, you have merchandising you can put in store. And we work with brands to build that as well through Liquid Mind. And sure, Nike and Adidas have key partnerships with the major retailers, but you can control your own destiny in store as well. I don't care if it's inline, in cap, whatever it is. You can certainly control the journey your customer is on with your brand. You know, so this is a delicate balance. You know what I say, being authentic while not losing sight of the brand vision. You know, it's a delicate balance because many times you'll feel the pressure of the environment around you. COVID was one that's never been seen or hopefully will never be seen again. But I always tell our leaders inside of the brands, you know, I put them on this path. And what I tell them to look at is, I said, you're on this road and all of a sudden you've hit this barrier. Do you want to stop, go around the barrier, or do you want to bust through that barrier and know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel? Or do you just want to stop altogether and think that barrier is too much? So these are things of what I say, not losing sight of the brand vision, is always understand you've got a vision, you've got principles, stick to them. you know, you can always update the principles, but understand it has to be in line with the overall vision of the brand. So creating a brand experience is a crucial principle, and it's a foundational element. And I talked about this in the book as well, to all generational visionary brands. And they've all adopted this principle, and it's at the heart of their long-term generational success. So in building this experience, there's pieces of the puzzle that you put in place along the way. And I call it this kind of journey. So I'm going to give you a few here that I feel are really important. So I'll give you five. And the first is engagement. And, you know, engage with your community and help them become part of your brand experience. Be part of, and, you know, they are your voice. They're your advocates. Consider them an extension of your company, your product, your brand, whatever it is. So engage with them, but engage authentically. You know, just don't engage for the sake of engaging. Number two is marketing. Now, it seems simple. What do you mean marketing? And what I say is that there are different ways to market. And what we look at is we say market to the few, the influencers, and be aspirational. The rest will take care of itself. Think of the voices of those influencers out there. If you're a football brand and somebody's wearing your football cleat, you know, don't you think somebody that's an influencer that others look at or up to are going to spread that word? Those are your key ones that you want to be marketing to. Not that you don't market to others, but understand you want to be aspirational as a product and as a brand. Like Nike, that was their first goal, was to be aspirational. You know, Air Jordan, it was an aspirational product and an aspirational athlete that everybody wanted to have a piece of. And so their piece effectively was the product. Being a part of is the community. And number three is the purchase cycle. You know, provide steps to complete the journey, both pre and post purchase. Few brands successfully execute both sides of this equation. So make sure you're good at both sides. Personalization is new, and, you know, new to those that haven't been a part of this new lifestyle experience, but not to those that have, is that make your customer feel special, whether in customer service. We talked about that, or providing value beyond product. Do something they get for free, and it's a part of your vision of your brand. And the reason I put that last piece in there is it's authentication. You know, don't give a runner something that isn't going to help them improve. Don't give a football player something that isn't going to help them improve. And on top of it, even worse, something that's not authentic or an extension of your product that people don't understand why you're providing it. The merchandising piece is the fifth piece. If you're in retail, and I keep this kind of what I call, I'm going to say old school, but it is important, because if you are in store, people and brands will tell us at Liquid Mind, well, I can't control my merchandising experience. Yes, you can. You know, it's just a smaller footprint, but you can control the experience. You can control it through hang tags, you can control it through packaging, you can control it through product messaging, whatever it is. You have the ability to control your merchandising in store. So make sure not just to think direct to consumer, but direct to consumer in store as well. Merchandising, whether online or in store, always have a product, have your product and lifestyle imagery match your brand's vision and experience. No brand is a brand without executing a consistent brand experience that fits your vision. Okay, so always remember that when you're in store, online or in store. So the five are: number one, engagement; number two, marketing to the few, the influencers, and be aspirational; the purchase cycle, follow your customer pre and post acquisition; and then personalizing the experience with your customer; and then merchandising in store the way you want your brand to look, not how the retailer is asking or telling you how it should look. You know, remember, and I have this in the book as well, which I love this aspect of building your brand, is that employees know what is right for your brand. The consumers know what to expect from your brand. So make sure that as you're building your brand around realizing and consistently making your vision in your consumer's eyes required if you're going to be generational. So be a once in a lifetime brand. And that's not for those who are not committed to sticking to your brand vision and foundational values. If you're consistently wavering and always changing, it creates confusion, not only internally, but externally. So I always say, stay true, stay authentic, be different, and be great, and enjoy the journey. Again, thanks for listening to the Visionary Chronicles today. You can catch us on all podcast channels, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, Google Play, Amazon, all across those channels. So whatever you listen to, would appreciate feedback, comments, whatever it may be, reviews, ratings are always appreciated. And you can reach out to me directly at Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, at liquidmindsight.com. That's liquidmindsite.com. Or reach out to me through my sites that you'll see through Facebook, or also through Twitter or through LinkedIn. Would appreciate it. And again, thanks for your time. Look forward to the next episode of the Visionary Chronicles.